to fade. From JMI Wealth, Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Well, in this great debate we've had over how dour our economy is and whether it's the fault of the international trade winds or whether it's us or whatever it may be, we look to our terms of trade and they still appear to be looking pretty good.
Yeah. There are some people that argue that the political influence on the economy is actually swamped by these larger forces, which are mostly external, and that they really dictate how well the country is performing economically. Now, it might not be as simple as that, but if you are in that camp, then terms of trade would be an indicator I think you would be interested. Now, the terms of trade, look, it isn't a commonly discussed topic. What it describes is the relative price of exports in terms of imports. So it's the ratio of export price to imports. So basically what it's saying is, how much can you buy for the stuff you export? Well, at the moment, quite a lot, actually, because at the moment it's at second highest level on record and very close to all-time highs set back in December 2017. So it lifted 1.9% over the September quarter. So this is quite backward-looking, Mike. I mean, this is a couple of months ago, but it was a lot higher than expected. The market was expecting lower numbers. Now, export lamb and beef prices, they reached new highs, up over 8%. Dairy product export prices were up in the quarter as well, almost 9%, and they've continued to climb post that point. The one black spot on the export horizon was log prices. They had the largest quarterly fall in 10 years. But on the other side of the ledger, what's also helping improve terms of trade was import prices falling, and these were expected to lift 0.5%, but they were flat. And that could be slowing even more. It could be the global growth slowing that's actually impacting on that. We may even see more of that pressure. But so you're almost getting a sort of perfect storm here. You're getting slowing global growth, dropping price of the stuff we buy from overseas, but you're getting sort of market forces, supply constraints, particularly in that dairy sector, pushing up the prices for a number of these really important products we sell to the world. We should be doing really well.
Exactly. And that's what one of the banks was saying the other day, for goodness sake. Black Friday, speaking of doing well, you bought something, and when you're shopping, clearly everyone's shopping.
Look, if I'm out there, it's everybody's got to be out there, right? I actually forgot I bought some paint as well. I told a lie on the radio. I bought some paint. Yes, we talked yesterday about Black Friday.
You're still
renovating. Got a new house to renovate. Got a new one. Anyway, we talked yesterday about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. That's in the US. And I think I commented how quick that we got that data in the US. Well, Paymark's come to the rescue domestically to give us an insight into the shopping behavior over the big retail weekend locally. Now, the verdict is the Black Friday was busier than ever. These are the numbers coming from spending through the Paymark network. Now, they own the FPOS brand, so I don't know how much of the payment system that Paymark represents, but I suspect it's an awful lot. It's very much the dominant player there. So spending through the Paymark system totaled $253 million on Friday, so second busiest day of the year, following Easter Thursday. For a lot of retailers, it was the busiest day of the year. Looking at the numbers, excluding food and hospitality, up 22.5% on last year. Paymark sort of compared Black Friday to the last Friday in November 2018, because Black Friday fell a week later last year, up 46.6%. Now, over the three-day weekend, that was before Cyber Monday was even completed, $652 million spent, up 12.8% on last year. Growth strongest in Bay of Plenty and in Wellington. Just what's going on in Wellington? It's going off down there. Retail obviously builds from here, Mike. The seven shopping days before Christmas are the busiest shopping days of the year. So we had actually, Mike, we had some better data out of Chinese manufacturing sector as well. So you got this, you got the terms of trade, and Kiwi dollar's gone through the roof overnight.
It's all good. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones actually lower because they had some weak manufacturing data in the US. So the Dow Jones 27,846, which is down 206 or 0.74%. S&P 500 3115, also down 0.8%. The Nasdaq getting hit a bit harder, 8572, down 93, over 1% fall. The FTSE 100 7285, down 61. The Nikkei 23529, up 236, over 1%. The Shanghai Composite, not much movement there, 2875. ASX 200, 6862, up 16. The NZX 50, fell 15 points yesterday, closing 11,301. And here we go, Mike. New big figure, Kiwi dollar 0.6506. Mm. It was at 0.6412 when we spoke yesterday morning. 0.9540 against the Aussie, 0.5874 against the Euro, 0.5028 pounds, 70.98 yen. Gold trading at $1,462.71. And Brent crude, touch higher, 61.21.